篇。
Please open your Bible to Old Testament, Psalm 90.
诗篇在圣经的中间。
The book is in the middle of your Bible.
我们来读诗篇第九十篇第十一节。
Psalms 90, verse 11.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？
Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath.
我们请中文的人，我们来读一遍，好不好？一起来读一遍。
Those of you who read Chinese Bibles, would you please read the verse?
谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？英文如果你们是 NAS 的话呢，你们齐声读一遍，好不好？
If your Bible is NASV, would you please read it in unison?
大声一点。
And read it aloud. 。Let's do it together. I think we all have the same Bible, right? Same version.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer, please.
我们站进势力在你的面前。
Father, we stand in trembling before you.
愿你向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
把你的心意涂抹在我们心中。
Anoint your heart in our hearts.
祷告奉主的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.我们的神呢，是一位会发怒的神。
Our God is the one who becomes angry.
你觉得惊奇吗？
Are you surprised at this?
你相信吗？
And do you believe this?
如果我们读圣经的话，
if we read the Bible,
你发觉呢，我们的神呢，常常发怒。
We find that our God seems to be angry often.
在创世纪的时候呢，因着人犯罪
，In the book of Genesis, because man sinned,
神呢心中忧伤啊
，And God was grieving in his heart.
神降大洪水啊，灭了当时的世代。
So God sent a great flood to destroy all the people in that time.
当他带领以色列人走旷野的时候
，When he led the Israelites through the wilderness,
他常常向他的百姓发怒。
He often was angry toward his people.
甚至有的时候呢，发怒到一个地步，要把他们整个族群完全消灭。
He was so angry to the point that he was about to destroy the whole tribe of Israel.
如果你读四世纪的话
，And when you read the book of Judges,
神一次又一次的发怒
，Time again, God became angry.
把他们交在外邦人手里
，And he handed them over to the Gentiles.
你如果读列王记的话。
And if you read the Kings, the Chronicles,
神发怒到一个地步，最后把他们交在外邦人的手中。
God was so angry that he eventually delivered them into the Gentile nations.
把他们交在亚述人的手中。
Delivered them to the hands of Assyrians.
把他们交在巴比伦人的手中。
Into the hands of the Babylonians.
哎，如果你去读先知书的话。
And if you read the prophets.
哦，你发觉我们的神呢，时时在发怒。
And you also realize that it seems that our God is angry all the time.
你想说这是写旧约的神。
And you might say this is the God in the Old Testament.
我们的新约的神呢不一样啊。
And the God in New Testament is different.
所以我们去读新约。
So as we come to study the New Testament.
啊，读着读着读到启示录的时候。
As we read along when we come to the book of Revelation.
我发觉呢，神在那里把他的大怒倾倒。
And right there, God has poured out the fierceness of His great wrath.
神的大怒在那所有的灾中都发尽了。
And His great wrath is being poured out among all the plagues He sent down to people.
你不用太用心去读圣经啊。
Even though you don't study your Bible very carefully.
你就发觉我们神呢会发怒的。
You will realize that our God is the God who becomes angry.
但是呢，摩西在这里问一个问题。
And here Moses asks a question.
他说：“谁晓得你的怒气的权势呢
？”Who knows the power of your anger?
谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢
？And your wrath.